The reading for this morning is from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul writes, "You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell us how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends, it is always good to hear that someone has made a good report about us. A good report about our work, a good report about our attitude, or a good report about our way of life. A seminarian, for example, who has been told that someone has said of him, he has the makings of a good pastor, feels good and encouraged when that remark comes back to him. A seminary professor who hears that someone has said of him, he exemplifies the pastoral office in an outstanding way. And he shows a pastoral attitude and heart. A seminary professor who hears that is encouraged by what was said. The Thessalonian Christians to whom the Apostle Paul wrote the words of the text for this morning must have felt good about the report which he gave them about themselves. The Apostle Paul says in the text, "You became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." They were a model to other Christians. Paul informed his Thessalonian readers that the report about them was good. And two things were included, at least, in this report about them. First, according to the text, they served the true and the living God. And secondly, they were waiting for the coming of God's Son. The service which these Thessalonian Christians were rendering to the true and living God was not the result of some sudden intellectual decision on their part. No, Paul makes it clear that it was God who initiated for these Thessalonian Christians. It was God who sent Paul to them with a message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was God, Paul says, who elected and chose these Thessalonians to be his own people and to make it possible for them to hear the word which was proclaimed to them. And Paul goes on further to say that the joy which these Thessalonians had was a joy which was given them by the Holy Spirit. No, the turning to the true and the living God on the part of these Thessalonians was not the result of their own activity. It was God who had come to them. God who had come to them and called them to be his own. Yes, they served the true and the living God, but it was this true and living God who had called and empowered them for this service. It is that God who has also found us. Found us when we sought him not. And Lutheran theologians, professional theologians, need to be reminded of that again and again. Whether we are professors or seminary students, or whether we are pastors, it is not only our calling that has come from God, but our very faith has been given to us by God. And so it is that we know that we too have not initiated, but that God has initiated for us. For born as enemies of God, we slip too often into our natural ways. All too frequently, we do not live the kinds of lives which we should live as the followers of God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are insensitive. We are proud. We do not always live the faith which we confess in the way that we should do that. Yes, we too serve the living and the true God. But we recognize that we were born as sinful people and that we daily sin much. But we recognize as well that while we cannot turn to God by ourselves, God has called us. For he has come to us with his gifts. The Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel, enlightened us with his gifts, sanctified and kept us in the true faith. That is the way it was with the Thessalonians who were serving the true and the living God. And that is the way it is with us as well. In the second part of the report, which Paul has to give about the Thessalonians to them, is that they are waiting for the Son of God from heaven, whom God raised from the dead, Jesus who rescues us from the coming wrath. The Thessalonians were waiting for the second coming of Christ. They didn't always engage in this waiting activity quite the way they should have. For the Apostle Paul points out to them that some of them were idle, sitting back in their rocking chairs, as it were, waiting for Jesus to come again, and just engaging in conversation until that day should happen. And to them the apostle said, if any would not work, neither should he eat. But nonetheless, we will have to say that it was a noble activity on their part, that they did have faith in the coming of Christ the second time, that they knew that he would come again the second time, even though they might not always have acted quite the way they should have acted. It is in this time of the year that the contemporary church also looks to the second coming of Christ. On Monday of this week, we observed All Saints' Day, a day traditionally set aside for the commemorating and the memory of those who have gone before us in faith in Christ Jesus. At this time of the year, we also look to other end things, the end of our own lives, and the second coming of Christ as well. In fact, our church calendar and Lutheran hymnal will call this next Sunday the third last Sunday in the church year, to remind us that we ought to focus regularly upon the second coming of our Lord, on end times and end things. Another contemporary Lutheran hymnal even addressed the matter last Sunday and spoke about last Sunday as the first Sunday of end time, and this next Sunday as the second Sunday of end time. In that way, the contemporary church focuses the way the Thessalonian Christians focused upon Christ's coming again. But Paul, in his writing to the Thessalonians, was not satisfied merely to inform them about what they were thinking about. He rather wanted to address that which was important with respect to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what God has done for us, that God who has come to us as a loving God, a gracious God, and a merciful God to make us his own. And so Paul speaks about the content of our Christian faith in these words: you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus who rescues us from the wrath to come. Jesus is the name of the Son of God, the Deliverer, the Savior, the one who rescues from the wrath to come. That is why he came into the world the first time, that as our substitute he might live a perfect life for us and that he might pay the penalty for our sin. And so he rescued us from the wrath to come. And God raised him from the dead too. Yes, God raised him from the dead. That was a spectacular, triumphant victory, for Satan was conquered and his henchman death was overcome. And so we, whether we are awake or whether we are sleeping, whether we are living or whether we are dead, we are the Lord's. And we too shall join him when he comes the second time in glory. It was a good report which Paul was able to give about the Thessalonians. His word about these Thessalonians inspires us so that we continue to serve the living and the true God in Christ Jesus, and so that we await regularly the coming of his Son the second time. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.